You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Today is International Literacy Day, a day earmarked to encourage people to celebrate the importance of reading. Wisconsin Literacy is recognizing this day with an event tonight in Green Bay. The event is part of their year-long celebration of their 30th anniversary.
And we're asking you, have you ever needed help learning to read? Where did you turn? Have you ever volunteered as a literacy tutor? Why'd you do it? What do you love about reading? You can call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or share your story on the Central Time Facebook page.
Hannah Herlichka joins us now. She's a student of the Literacy Volunteers of Chippewa Valley, a literary agency that works with Wisconsin Literacy. And she's used their services for 5 years. Hannah, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you.
Tell us a little bit, if you could, about what made reading difficult for you initially.
Well, I found out at the age of 18 that I was dyslexic, so I went all throughout high school and middle school not knowing why I couldn't read very well as other kids. So once I found out I was dyslexic, I found Literacy Volunteers, and it's been absolutely amazing. I was reading at a fourth grade reading level, and now I'm in college going for nursing.
So when you first went to the Literacy Volunteers of Chippewa Valley, there you were, you're an 18-year-old. Was there a hurdle for you in admitting that you could use some work, even though you'd gone through high school?
Oh, yes. I was almost embarrassed because I always felt like I was stupid. But once I realized how to break down the words and actually sound them out, and I feel very smart.
What were those volunteers like? How did they work with you?
They're absolutely amazing. They go above and beyond things to help you with. For me, I had a lot of struggles with the compass test with the math portion, and they did everything they could to help me achieve that and got me started on a course at the tech for algebra, and they've been absolutely amazing with books, supplies. I go there once a week to work on it, and I couldn't ask for anything more.
So you're still going there to work, sounds like.
Yep, here and there, but now that I started college, I don't go as much.
How long did it take you to feel kind of comfortable in that you were getting a handle on what your issues were and that you were surmounting them?
Probably 2 years. I went once a week for those 2 years, and we worked for about an hour and a half each time. But once I got the hang of it, I just kept going, and I don't stop reading, and I even like to read recipes or billboards now. And
how is your life different now, Hannah, now that you do have this comfort and this agility with reading that you didn't have before? What's changed?
Well, a lot has. I can do fractions now, which is with cooking. Now I can provide for my family in that way of cooking, and I can read to my daughter stories at night, which is a great feeling.
Well, Hannah, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about your experience.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That was Hannah Herlichka, student of the Literacy Volunteers of Chippewa Valley. She joined us to share her experience learning to read as an adult.
We'll continue our conversation now about literacy on International Literacy Day, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a story like Hannah's, or maybe someone in your family, your kid? What did you or they do to overcome that challenge? On the other side of things, have you ever worked as a literacy volunteer, help tutor someone, help them learn how to read? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Michelle Erickson joins us now. She's the executive director of Wisconsin Literacy. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, tell us about Wisconsin Literacy. How does it work?
Well, we're a coalition of 76 literacy agencies and across the state. Our mission is really to provide leadership, support, and a statewide voice for adult and family literacy efforts. And we do this in a lot of different ways, but we mostly provide training and resources and professional development, and we advocate for literacy as a cause worthy of support at the state capitol.
Now, for people who may go through their lives taking literacy for granted, can you tell us a little bit about what it means to people, what you've seen?
Well, literacy really, in its most basic form, is really simply a decoding skill that many people learn at a young age. But for so many others that have difficulties with this skill, or don't have the opportunity to learn in skill, it becomes just a tremendous barrier to living a really fully engaged life. So if you were to think about the three basic human needs, food, shelter, and clothing, you can understand that obtaining these kind of necessities would be very difficult without reading and writing skills. So literacy and limited literacy are just closely related to a lot of other social struggles, you know, including poverty and high school dropout rates, crime, and even poor health status.
How do literacy rates look in Wisconsin right now?
In Wisconsin, we're just very slightly ahead of the national rates, but that's not really good news, I'm afraid to say. So 43% of Americans really read at the two lowest levels of literacy. In Wisconsin, it's closer to about 39%. And I know these numbers are really shocking to a lot of people, but the two lowest levels of literacy, the very lowest level of literacy, that means about 14% of the U.S. population really struggles to even fill out a basic form. And another 29% struggle to just read a bus schedule, cost comparison shop, point out information in a paragraph of an article.
So 39% in Wisconsin, how is that trending right now? Is Wisconsin improving its rates of literacy or moving in the other direction?
Well, we have actually, the National Center for Educational Statistics has been measuring this since 1993, again in 2003, and then the U.S. was involved in an international study in 2013. And over these last 30 years, unfortunately, we have not really moved the needle a whole lot in terms of, you know, decreasing the rates a great deal.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that a lot of other issues play into how and why people learn to read or why they learn that they don't learn to read. I think our family structure has changed a lot over the last 30 years, and I think that's had an impact. I often quote a saying by Emily Buchwald that said, children become readers on the laps of their parents. And so I think that many times when we have adults that don't read and aren't in a position to read to their children, literacy or illiteracy is a cyclical issue. And it's really hard to develop these skills at such an early age when you're, if we look at child brain development, synapses and neurons and all those things are forming right from birth. Early on, 0 to 3 is a really important age. And so we need our parents to be readers themselves to read to their children is really one reason I think that that kids struggle. Adults who struggle have pretty much struggled all their lives in reading and writing, and it has started very early for them. And many have disabilities that go undiagnosed. Hannah mentioned she didn't know all through high school that she had dyslexia.
You mentioned the importance of early reading, and I think maybe a lot of us assume that if there are troubles, maybe dyslexia, that they're going to get caught once that child enters the school system. Why do you think that isn't always happening there?
Well, we ask a lot of our school systems in terms of, really individually looking at all the issues that surround a child and their reading skills. And so I think that, in large classrooms and well-behaved students, it's hard for teachers to really figure out every student's issue around this. And a lot of the learning disabilities require a medical diagnosis. And sometimes that's just very difficult to achieve and to seek out. Many of our students don't have, some of the resources to get that diagnosis are often a challenge in and of itself.
Let's take a caller now. We've got Oki on the line with us in Paddock Lake. Hi there, Oki.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I like your subject because at the age of 23, I learned from my father giving me an article about learning disability, and Nelson Rockefeller, a lot of famous people had the learning disability too. At an early age, I was in the third grade. A teacher of mine seen I had trouble, and she asked my parents, and my parents told her to tell, ask me if I wanted to be held back. And I asked her, she asked me, and I said, what do you recommend? She goes, I like to hold you back. So she held me back. But at the age of 23, I still had the problem, and I went for, I was filing for unemployment because I was just out of service. And the guy who interviewed me handed me a letter and told me to sign it. And I started reading, and I couldn't read and couldn't pronounce comprehension. And I asked him what the word was and what it meant. And he called me an illiterate and stupid. And he said, you, you're old enough to know how to read. You're just stupid. You're just lazy. That's all. And I just looked at him. I said, sir, my parents told me respect my elders. I'm respecting you. And I got up and left.
And I'm sorry you went through that, Oki. Did things turn around for you at a certain point?
Yes. After that happened, I forced myself, started reading books about gardening and different subjects to better myself. And a lot of my coworkers and a lot of my friends asked me questions about gardening and different subjects. And I went to my books and read it and got gave it their answer to them. And if I couldn't find it, I would go and try to research it and see what I can come up with. And at the age of 62, I graduated from Gateway with my associate's degree in human services. And
oh, congratulations. That's a wonderful story, Oki. Thank you so much for sharing that with you. He's been on quite a journey with literacy in his life, didn't give up. Is that sort of typical of the kind of story that you hear, Michelle?
Yeah, many people at all kinds of, you know, ages and stages in their lives are really able to improve. Our programs all work one-on-one or small group settings, also class instruction, but the core of our programs, professionally trained volunteer tutors to work one-on-one with adults who have been struggling, and that individual attention and their, you know, eagerness to learn and change their lives has really made such a difference and how people, you know, discover reading skills later in life.
We're talking to Michelle Erickson from Wisconsin Literacy about helping others to read on this International Literacy Day.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you love about reading? What have you done to pass that love of reading on to your children, your grandchildren? Have you ever struggled to read? Has it been difficult for you? Have you gotten this kind of help, or have you provided literacy tutoring? Call 800-642-1234 or post on our Central Time Facebook page.
We're picking up our discussion about reading on this International Literacy Day with Michelle Erickson of Wisconsin Literacy.
And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Have you ever volunteered to help someone learn how to read? Have you ever needed help learning how to read? Where did you go for that help? Call 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go next to Nancy, who's joining us from Green Bay. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I've been a volunteer for 8 years at Green Bay Literacy Center, and they help many people in this community. I chose to work with a lady from Mexico, and she wanted to improve her English and her reading skills so that she would be able to communicate within the community, especially with her daughter's teachers and doctors. And so it's been very, I'm a retired educator, so it's been a way for me to still use my skills.
And what has that experience been like for you, Nancy, especially as you realize you may be talking now to other people who might be thinking about tutoring in this way?
I can't praise it enough. It's just been wonderful for me. As a retired person, it gives me a bit of a schedule, something to do twice a week. We meet together for an hour and a half, and she has become a friend. We see each other twice a week for an hour and a half, and that makes us friends. It's just been a wonderful experience.
Well, thank you so much for calling and sharing your experience about that. And Michelle, let's talk about those volunteers. They're very important to your organization. What do you need to know if you want to become a tutor like Nancy is?
Well, really, becoming a tutor just involves the ability to read and write and patience and perhaps 2 to 3 hours of your time a week. All of our programs hold professional training sessions where volunteers from the community can learn the additional skills they would need to be a tutor. If you're tutoring someone from a foreign country, you do not need to know that language. You would develop the skills to communicate with that person without knowing their native language, and you'll soon find out that the English comes quickly at first in order to communicate. So really patience and understanding and empathy are, I think, the greatest qualities of becoming a tutor. There are many benefits as well. Working with students from other countries, you learn so much about their native country. It's like having a passport without really ever having to leave home. And you see people not just improve their reading skills, but just improve their whole their confidence, their outwardness, just feeling much better in everyday activities. And that's really rewarding to see.
Thank you for that call. Let's take another one now from Jason in Hudson. Hi, Jason.
Hey, y'all.
What do you think?
Well, I was just pointing out just something to not forget on the literacy is those who were literate and are no longer. I used to, as a teenager, volunteer in old folks' homes reading newspapers just in the public room. You know, there's those who can read, but their eyes are no longer able to, or their hands are not steady enough for them to read the paper, and it keeps them connected with the community. And you can see their eyes light up when, you know, when somebody has taken the time with them, that they're not forgotten, and, you know, that this is not a lost step in their life.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for that. And Michelle, what do you want us to know about the needs of senior citizens when it comes to literacy and reading?
Well, I think Jason makes a really important point that it's a skill that if you've had all your life and struggle to then continue enjoying your love of reading, that's a huge loss. And it also makes it much harder to engage in the community. So that kind of volunteering is really important and really can make a difference.
It is International Literacy Day as we talk with Michelle Erickson, Executive Director of Wisconsin Literacy. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. And Michelle, tonight it sounds like you're kicking off an annual statewide program called 1,200 Tutors in 12 Weeks. Can you tell us about that campaign?
Sure. It's a tutor recruitment campaign across the state. This is our 12th annual, and we're helping our members recruit volunteer tutors from their communities. These tutors then get trained from the literacy agency and matched with students like Hannah. And really, both the student and the tutor's life changed for the better. As we mentioned before, it's just a few hours a week. And to commemorate and kick off this campaign, many of our local programs are having open houses and events in their own communities.
And what tonight we can see... go ahead.
No, I'm just... Tonight, we're kicking off that 1,200 Tutors campaign. It runs for 12 weeks till December 1st here in Green Bay, as well as celebrating our 30th.
If someone out there is listening now and they're thinking about reaching out to your organization, maybe they have, like Hannah did earlier, a little bit of embarrassment about reaching out. Maybe they're a little older. What would you tell them to encourage them to take that move and why it's worth it?
Well, I would tell them that it will change their lives and help them to learn how to really engage with their family and work and their community in ways that that they just have never been able to feel comfortable doing before. So I think that it is worth the effort. It's a journey, but no one's ever too old to learn how to read.
Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
That was Michelle Erickson, Executive Director of Wisconsin Literacy. We also heard from Hannah Herlichka, a student of Literacy Volunteers of Chippewa Valley. We talked to them both this hour about literacy for the 30th anniversary of Wisconsin Literacy and also International Literacy Day. You can find out more about Wisconsin Literacy's event tonight on the Central Time Facebook page.